Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Guys, how you doing? We've been lucky enough to have been sent some incredible bespoke boots from Van Dels and Smith. Archie's taking them out for a test drive, so let's see how we got on.
Freddie, it's Archie. I hope you're well, mate. I'm just on the way to the Ned for quite a serious meeting, but I just want to get in touch and say how good those Van Dels Smith shoes are. They're perfect with this pair of really nice chinos. I've had quite a lot of compliments. I'm going to be honest, if I get this deal this afternoon, it's going to be down to those wheels. Go back to them and see if we can get some more. They're perfect.
Well, guys, we've got an incredible offer for you all. I mean, it's just wonderful. The guys from Van Vels and Smith have incredibly generously given up an amazing code, which is the Rig Biz podcast code. And all you have to do is put that in when you check out, and you can get a pair of their incredible bespoke shoes. If you buy a pair of their shoes, yeah, this is right, they're giving you a free belt worth £45. Everything is handmade. Everything is wonderful. It's from the homeland of the shoe industry in Northampton. And you've just got to get involved, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime offer. Act now before it runs out. It'll run for the next 4 weeks, and I'll put all the information in the podcast box below. They also do an amazing initiative where every pair of shoes which is bought, every pair of boots, they donate a pair of rugby boots to a child back in South Africa. So get involved and get sharp for the weekend ahead.
Lash, 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 lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 and it's just such good chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Rig Biz podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and as always, I'm joined by the most famous fly half this side of the world.
Blazers, you've got to keep your bum down, otherwise it doesn't count as a plank.
I'm trying.
Mate, what's going on?
Blazers is attempting to break the world record for the longest plank.
The longest? I mean, Jesus, how long is it?
Well, in actual fact, it's actually 9 hours, but I've told him it's 10 minutes, so just play along. Mate, you've got about 15 seconds. You're doing really well, chap.
Jesus Christ.
3, 2, 1. You finished, mate.
What?
You've done it.
Done.
Yep.
Guinness.
Yeah, you're in the Guinness Book of Records.
I'm in the book.
Yeah.
I'm in the book.
Well done, fella.
Oh, that is sick.
Well done, mate. Massively proud of you.
Cheers, mate.
You know what? You should put that on your CV.
Already done. Already done. Did it this morning. Updated. I'll update it this afternoon. Pending to completed.
Well, congratulations, Blazers. That's an amazing achievement.
Probably and Sir Blazers now.
Wonderful way to start the pod. But, boys, how's your week been?
Yeah. Really fun. Just watch Limerick Lions.
I pretty much don't ever have a bad week. And last week was actually particularly good because a few deals I had marinating actually came off.
Right.
Which was pretty handy. Actually allowed me very kindly to donate to Tom Mays. Charity or Maisie's charity.
So sick you can call him Maisie.
So yeah, pretty pretty epic.
Well, that's incredible. You know, he's doing an amazing feat right now, 2 marathons into 6. Everyone should go and donate. You know, I know it's a bit rude me asking this, Arch, but how much did he give?
Fred, I'm not gonna say how much I donated, but put it this way, it's no surprise they went from 10 to 13,000 overnight.
Well, Jesus Christ. Well, that's incredibly generous of you. I must admit, Blaze, I wasn't planning on seeing you here.
So, cheers, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
We've actually got some big news. I guess I'll say it. Blaze has actually moved in with me.
Yeah, moved in.
What, full time?
Yeah, full time.
Got a...
signed the contract.
Unbelievable room.
Got a bloody good deal.
Yeah, so I've got a little kitchen. Got a bathroom, so it's en suite. Yeah. I've got a sofa.
Netflix, you've got Netflix.
Sky Sports, BT Sport, oh Amazon Prime.
Oh my God.
And then I've got a little dining room table.
Dining room?
Yeah.
Are you just not living in the sitting room?
Yeah, just like... living in the sitting room.
Yeah, but we thought that was best for you. Mm,
yeah, definitely.
And it's great to have him in the house.
It's epic.
Because what I forget is, you know, Blazers is my best friend, but he's an amazing cook. And so he's acting as my nutritionist at the moment. Because I'm going through a shred at the moment for the summer.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So what we're looking to do there is really just like limit his intake. And that's primarily carbs, obviously, when he's shredding.
What is lovely is I came down this morning. He's already prepped my lunch, which is pretty much a Tupperware full of spinach with a slither of salmon and then a boiled egg.
Little egg, yeah.
just while we're here, just a little note to you.
Yeah.
You know how I like my eggs.
Yeah, a little bit soft.
Yes, it was tiny bit overcooked.
Ah, okay.
Just make a note of that.
Right, yeah, I'll tell the chef. Oi, Blazers, you fucked up the egg, prick.
Archie, I swear your flat is a two-bed, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how come you're...
Well, when Blazers came round with his tuck box and trunk, we did discuss sort of living arrangements. But what I did explain is I have my bedroom, where all the magic happens. And then also the other bedroom acts as AC Limited's head office.
He's got an office.
So Blazers can keep his trunk and tuck box there as long as he keeps it neat and tidy. But that is really the brainstorming lab, really, for AC Limited. And that's where we do a lot of our work.
Yeah.
But I suppose it can't be that bad. You've got a nice double sofa bed in the sitting room.
No, just a leather sofa. Really, like, comfy.
Looks
though, like,
really
so
cozy.
Sick.
You look really cozy on there the other
so
night.
So cozy.
And yeah. Have there been any sort of, are there any rules set in place, or is it like a free-for-all?
Just one like, rule. Yeah. That's when, obviously, on a regular occasion, ladies do sort of frequent my house. And what we have is a little rule, don't we, is when Blazer comes in, if my signet ring is in the hallway, he knows I've got a friend back.
Yeah,
shall
we
I
call
say.
It the best mate's code.
And he will just remain in the hallway until everything's sort of sorted.
But remains in the what, just in the hallway.
Yeah, just in the hallway. Like, hallways are sick, man. Like, I don't think people appreciate a hallway, yeah? Because you're never really spending much time in it. But when you spend 4 hours in a hallway, you really do think like, whoa.
Tell him what you like to do.
Yeah. So in Archie's hallway, this is unbelievable. So in Archie's hallway, he's got all of the old school photos.
Right, okay.
So I'm always like playing a game where I try and find myself. And it's just sick.
He never gets bored, which is great.
And then I try and like find all the firsts. And obviously I try and find Archie. It's just so good. It's unbelievable.
Well, that is amazing. I'm so happy to hear that.
Actually, Fred, just a quick one. I just want to say to Archie, like whilst I'm on the pod, just thanks. For taking me in, because if you hadn't, I'd be on the street.
Mate, you'd be even worse. You'd be married.
Yeah.
Now we can look at the big sporting stories to come out over the last week. And due to the lack of Six Nations rugby, there surely was no bigger story than that of the Clapham Falcons clash over the weekend.
I'll just stop you there. It's probably worth just moving on.
Really?
With the Clapham Falcons, because
it was unbelievable. Tottenham Titans.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I had to come off after 5 minutes injured, so no one probably is interested in the result.
Injured? How do you get injured?
Yeah, unfortunately, I got accidentally punched in the face twice and had to come off.
It was an unbelievable
game.
Yeah,
we always start there.
Yeah,
so still
but
the
guys,
game.
It's like talking about England rugby between 2004 and 2006 when Johnny Wilkinson wasn't playing. Nobody's interested unless sort of I was playing.
But Archie was 47 all.
Let's just move on, Blazers.
But we can...
Let's just move on, guys.
All right, well, can we talk about the night out?
Oh, now. Maybe
you can talk about it. Top three night.
Top three night. Blazers is right.
My entire life.
Infernos was absolutely rocking. We walked in and they were playing this song as we walked into Infernos. And it was absolutely rocking. It was packed, wasn't it?
It was so good.
I walked in, automatically took my shirt off. And Blazers passed me a vodka Red Bull and I necked it with my right hand. And he called me up straight away.
Hello!
I knew it. So I had to do another one. And then walked straight over to a mirror and I was just there dancing topless, just busting some moves, looking absolutely trim.
Lovely.
And then luckily this really nice little filly came over to me and started chirping to me. And look, put it this way, Blazers saw a few signet rings this weekend.
Yes, quite a few.
Well, that's quite incredible.
I was going to say, actually, because I thought you were going to get lucky in Infernos, because you were talking to that girl for about an hour and a half by the bar.
Oh, yeah. Turns out...
Mate, she was hot.
Yeah, okay, listen to this. Turns out her granddad was on the first ever British Lions tour.
Oh, mate, what... Did you get her number?
No, but I found out where he's buried. So I'm going to go to Highgate Cemetery on Sunday, pay my respects. I'm going to buy an old Lion shirt, douse it in port, and then burn it.
The voices you will hear in this advert have been altered to protect the identities of the people involved.
Well, it was all going well. I'd just been offered a huge £400,000 increase in my salary at Deutsche Bank, and I was getting married to the love of my life. I remember waiting for her to arrive at the church. I felt a bit nervous, so I had a pee in the graveyard. And then my life started to unravel. I hadn't checked my trousers as I walked down the aisle. People were pointing and laughing at me. And then as soon as she arrived, she took one look and ran away. That started my gambling addiction. I lost all my money, lost the house, and eventually lost my job. All because of three spots of wibble. I wish there was something I could have done, but I just can't think what it would have been.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it would have been, champion. It would have been our new Signet Ring Dryer from AC Limited, the smallest portable dryer in the world. Daily it appears as a 12-carat gold signet ring with your family's crest. But when you're in need, twist round the ring and dry anything. It will dry any bits of wibble from your boxers or your trousers. So no matter what situation you're in, you're always in safe hands. So go on, soldiers. Pee with confidence with our new Signet Ring Dryer. Our guest on the Rig Biz podcast today is a world-class Welsh fly half who has more than 50 caps for his country, over 100 international points, is a Six Nations Grand Slam winner, and has played at two World Cups. He's got an exceptional lid, stunning facial hair, and most importantly, is a world-class rugger player. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Rhys Priestland. Rhys, thank you so much for coming on the Rugby's podcast. It's an absolute honour to have you on. Now, I know you've been banished somewhat from the international setup due to the ridiculous 60-cap legislation rule, but with Dan Biggar struggling to overcome a knee injury, have you had any contact with the Wales camp about a possible return?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to say or not. I've spoken to them, but obviously it's a bit different back in Wales.
To be honest, Rhys, I know how you kind of feel because I've been putting myself out there for international selection for a few years now, and I'm still waiting to have a bit of conversation with the England camp. But yeah, I totally know how I must feel because I'm playing semi-pro rugby, club rugby. You're playing pro, obviously, but yeah, I think we're in quite a similar sort of position.
Yeah, that's all you can do is just look after yourself, really, isn't it? Try and keep your head down, do what you can, and then you never know, things might change further down the line.
I'm just working on, I'm just always trying to do little improvements, obviously. Looking after the rig is obviously really important. How much do you sort of concentrate on the rig?
Yeah, as my career's got on, I realised how important it is you look after the rig. It's especially important during the winter because so many guys just let themselves go, and you see they get comfortable, especially if they get a girlfriend or something like that. And
yeah, I hate that.
You know, summer soon creeps up on them. So that's one bit of advice I'd give is just keep looking after yourself.
That's interesting. We got training on Thursday, so I'll I'll bring that up with the boys because there's a few guys that are slacking. They've got birds and they've taken the eye off the ball, and that's why I stay single. Not only for that reason. Obviously, it's nice if you look like me. Then it's quite good to go out in Clapham. Have you ever been out in Clapham?
I've been a couple of times. Yeah,
to Infernos.
I've been to Infernos. Yeah.
Oh, sheesh! I reckon me and you would probably do some damage in there. Obviously, you've got a missus now, haven't you?
I have got a missus now. Yeah.
Yeah. But back in the day, I reckon we'd have torn it up.
I'd just stood in your slips.
Rhys, obviously this weekend it's a clash of the Titans with England versus Wales at HQ. You played against the English countless times, and in the build-up to this match, obviously there's a strong hatred sort of building for the Welsh towards the English. But how do you see the game unfolding this weekend at HQ?
I think England are a completely different animal. at HQ, as you call it, at Twickenham. I think they're very strong. They had a bit of a blip against France, but what, they just dominated Ireland physically and tactically, and I think they're going to be a tough team to beat come Saturday.
Because, Rhys, you've obviously played in Wales for the Scarlets, and now you're at Bath, which is... That's a team that I would love to play. Seems like a great setup there. There's a good crowd. You know, you're the big guys in town. That's something that would really suit me. Obviously, in Clapham, we're really well known, and like all the bars like sort of love us and sort of give us free drinks and stuff like that. I'm guessing that's the same in Bath with you boys.
Yeah, they do look after you. Obviously, results can vary. How people view you. Obviously, if you win in, everyone wants to know you. If you don't, then it's sometimes a little bit harder to jump that queue. But on the whole, they do look after us, yeah.
That's the sort of difference, I guess, the lucky situation I'm in, because I think people respect me regardless of the result just because of what I'm doing in the business world. But just in terms of like the social aspect, is there much difference between like a night out with the Scarlets and a night out with the Bath boys?
Yeah, it is different. I think we're lucky in Bath that everyone's based pretty close. Like when I was back in Wales, it was almost 2 hours between the furthest east and the furthest west. So it was quite hard to get everyone together. But it was actually with the Scarlets. I went out in Clapham, in Infernos. We had an end of season social up there. So we made the most of it, even though we were quite far out of the way.
Who does like a looser night? Is it like the Bath lads or the Scarlets?
I'd have to say you get away with a lot more with back in Wales, so I'd have to say the Scarlet Boys.
Yeah, I do fancy a few. I've had a one night with a couple of uni mates in Cardiff. I went to what's the Aussie bar in Cardiff where everyone goes? That's loose. What's it called?
Walkabout.
Yeah. Actually met this lovely little bit in Walkabout. She was from Swansea actually. And I'll tell you off the pod, but it was interesting. Welsh girls certainly know their way around the bedroom.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yeah. Everyone back in Wales always up for a good time, so I'm sure you'll have fantastic.
Have you ever had a night out with Andy Powell?
I have. Yeah.
Do you think me and him would get on quite well? I reckon we'd probably hit it off. I reckon.
Yeah, potentially. Like, Pauly's a good guy. I think he's had a bit of bad press, but no, it's one thing he can do is he enjoys a bit of banter on a night out.
Who do you think's got sort of the best chat in the current Welsh squad? Who's probably got the best chat?
Oh, I haven't been there for a few years now. Best chat?
Probably not Alwyn Jones. He looks like a pretty serious play.
Yeah, you'd think that, but he can let it rip when he wants to. Obviously, keeps it straight and narrow for most of it. But when he does go, he does go pretty hard. Best chat, probably have to say James Davis.
James Davis. Okay. Yeah.
John's younger brother.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. He plays. He plays flanker.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like quite a loose individual. I might tap him up because doesn't he? He runs some tours, doesn't he, in the summer? Chubby's tours?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I've been on a couple of them. I think you'd really enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm looking for an invite. So maybe message me after this because I'd like to get involved.
Yeah, no problem, pal.
Just quickly, just one question I always ask like the guests on the pod is, where do you go to school?
I'm pretty sure you haven't heard of this. It's a small school back in West Wales called Brumerthin.
Right, is it private?
It's not, unfortunately. No, I didn't really know private schools existed.
Yeah, I guess, until I came up to Bath. That's understood. Yeah, it's a different thing in different countries. And just interestingly, obviously, we've had a few people on the pod now. One being Ollie Barkley, he's quite a good mate of mine and slash business partner. Do you see him around town in Bath? Because I know he sort of lives there.
Yeah, well, actually played with Barks at the Scarlets as well.
Oh, yeah. Top guy.
Oh, great guy. He showed me a few things that... he showed me how the world works outside of West Wales, so I'm very thankful for him for that.
Yeah, have you seen him recently?
I have seen him a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, have you got his number?
I have, yeah. I think he's recently just changed his number though.
Oh, okay. Well, look, if you do get a chance, just drop him a text and say, like, I've reached out to him a few times now about this meeting. But just say, look, the magician, aka Quizmaster, just want to get in contact with him about this property opportunity, which obviously, Preecy, you're more than welcome to get involved in. Have you got much stuff going outside of rugby? Have you thought about sort of entering the business world?
Yeah, well, I'm currently doing an MBA at Bath Uni, so hopefully I'll end up in the city one day.
What's your MBA in?
Oh, it's just called an MBA, Masters of Business Administration.
Oh, yeah, of course. I should know that. Listen, the door's always open, to be honest. If you want to come down and do some work experience and see how the city works, you know, you're more than welcome to come down and join me. I'll take you out for a few business lunches. Actually, a few clients of mine would be quite interested in probably doing a lunch with you, and we could get like a round table, get some business talking, and they, you know, show you how it works.
Yeah, sounds brilliant, mate.
Take you to the Ned.
Yeah, I've been to the Ned. What a great spot.
Rhys, you're Scarlet's top point scorer throughout history. You played in two World Cups, won countless titles, represented your country 50 times. We just want to know, what's been your sort of career highlight and also the low light, your highest point and then your lowest?
Being on the pod?
Being on the pod? No, it's not that bad. Lowest point would be... Oh, I've had a couple of bad days playing for Wales. Lost to England quite heavily a couple of times. Tear my Achilles, pretty dark day as well. So that was pretty tough one to get back from. High point, probably the first World Cup I played in 2011 down in New Zealand. It wasn't much to do off the field, but we had a good time on the field.
Reece, just a question for me. Obviously, I'm a 10. I run the line. Just being a fly half, what do you think is the most important thing to be a world-class fly half?
I think it's important that obviously you want the team to do well, but throughout the week you should always be planning stuff to make, you know, you want to look good as much as you can, don't you? So just keep bearing that in mind when you come up with a game plan.
Yeah, no, I always say my hair. If my hair's on point, then I normally have a good game.
Yeah.
I've got obviously Blazers here. He's got a few questions for you. Blazers, you've got a few questions for Preecy?
Yeah, hey Rhys, mate. Big fan. Like you wouldn't know. So I just got a few questions for you. Number one, what is the best British and Irish Lions documentary? Is it Living with Lions or is it Living with the Pride?
I've only seen Living with Lions, so I'll have to say Living with Lions 97.
That's such a sick answer. Okay, question two. What is the most money you've spent on a gum shield?
We usually get them sponsored, so I haven't spent money on a gum shield in a while. But
oh yeah,
I always wear a gum shield.
You're
mate.
So lucky. Sponsor gum, that's sick. And then question three, final question is like, what's like your best in a bleep test? Because mine was during GCSEP, I got 15.2.
I can't remember doing the bleep test.
Lucky.
Yeah, no, I can't remember. I definitely did it, but it's such a long time ago, I can't remember, pal.
That's sick. I really love you, man.
Cheers, mate.
Rhys, I just got one more question. What's scarier, Andy Powell on a golf buggy or the fact that James Hook has retired from rugby to write children's books?
Andy Powell on a golf buggy, because I think he'd only do that after a few pints and he'd don't want to cross him then.
Preecy, just want to say massive thanks, mate, for coming in the pod. Really appreciate it. Just have, I think the listeners will just appreciate having two world-class fly halves, just having a complete banter off.
I'm sure they love it, pal.
I'm guessing the Bath boys will, do they follow the pod?
Yeah, they do. There's quite a few fans down there. They all reckon they've learned quite a bit. And I think if you want any more guys on there, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to help you out.
Yeah, because I was going to say, what you want to probably do is talk to the head coach. That's Stuart Hooper, isn't it?
He's director of rugby at the moment, yeah.
Just get in his ear, and probably what you want to do is try and get me down for a couple of days. And I'll just work with the forwards and just on the mental game, but also can work with the backs. Just in a few little things that I picked up over the year that I definitely think would help you guys moving forward. So I'll leave that with you.
Yeah, we're looking to score more tries in the moment.
Yeah, well, that's definitely something I can help with, especially, goose step. Always try a goose step. And obviously, like, Freddie Burns looks like he's moving on. So if they're looking for someone to sort of be your understudy slash a bit of competition, just, you know, put in a call. I can, yeah, I'm obviously contracted to the Falcons for the next 2 years, but if you guys need me, then more than happy to sort of come down there and give you guys, you know, a bit of backup and help you, really, Reese.
Yeah, no, I'd love that. Probably Bruce Craig's the man to speak to for you. He's into his business, done very well in business and stuff like that. So maybe reach out to him.
BC, I'll get him. He's probably on LinkedIn, isn't he? He's quite a successful businessman. He would be someone that I could partner with on the field, but off the field, I've probably got a few investments / companies that I'm working on that me and him could talk about. That's something I could look at. What I'll do is I'll BCC you into an email with him, and then we'll sort of go from there.
Yeah, perfect. Dual threat.
That's great. Can't wait. What a pod. Reese, thanks so much for being on the pod. We really appreciate it.
Cheers. Thanks, mate. Nice speaking to you.
So, gents, I've got all notes saying that this week we're merging the business with the dating section.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
What are the thoughts behind that?
Well, Freddie and listeners, welcome to AC Limited's brand new venture. What myself and Oliver Blaisby have realised over the last couple of weeks is that we've got a hell of a lot of young single professionals all looking for love. So we're going to use this platform to connect them.
Right, okay.
What we're asking is one listener to send in a voice note every week telling us what they like, what they don't like, what their basic salary is, and then we'll use this platform to actually find their perfect partner. Right, this week, actually, we've got a lovely little filly called Katie.
So my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I live in Balham on the weekdays and Inferno's on the weekend. I'm on a tasty 104k basic salary, pre-benefits.
Not bad.
As the executive assistant to the PA.
Wonder what our benefits are.
To the head of PE, private equity, at Goldman Sachs. In terms of turn-ons, guys with 1% body fat or less.
Check.
They've got to live on the Northern Line. Someone who can do a sub 6 second bolt.
Can do a 5 second bolt.
And a big fan of first team flankers. In terms of turn offs, not so keen on second team flankers.
Yeah, no
anyone
one is.
With a doughy chassis. Guys that aren't on the property ladder yet, or someone that doesn't.
Who's not
have
on the property ladder?
Signet ring.
I'm a first team flanker.
Yes, but Ollie, you've just moved into mine, and you're not ready to look for love.
So, boys, what's the plan? What do we do from now?
Yes, what is the plan? Ollie?
Yeah, thanks, Archie. What is the plan?
The plan is for the listeners to get in contact with us. The best thing is to probably email yourself, Freddie. What's your email address?
My email is freddieclode@hotmail.co.uk. You can find it on your Instagram.
Okay, email Freddie, and then if you're right, we will connect you with Katie, and we will set up a business meeting / date, and if it's successful, we'll take a small fee.
A small fee? What do you mean by a small fee?
Freddie, that's between us and the client.
Well, I suppose it needs to cover my initial outlay, so 5K?
Well,
£5,000?
Blazes, that's between us and the client.
Now we got to our favourite section of the week where we get some of our listeners' shout-outs and questions and concerns. Arch, you have a couple lined up?
Yeah, we got two shout-outs this week. One came in from a guy called Hugh Morris who said, "Hey, mate, I'm a big fan of the pod." I mean, who isn't?
I am.
"Can you give a shout-out to my mate this week, Dougal Balfour, a Scottish exile in the city, got his first female of the year converted from the mighty Infernos this weekend." Dougal, massive congratulations.
Good man.
We might have seen him in Inferno.
Probably did.
That's so mad. Like, ask him what shirt he was wearing.
The second shout-out is from a long-time listener, Wiley2504.
Wobbly Wiley.
Yeah, he's actually messaged me saying, "Listen, mate, I've really taken on board your notes about sorting out the chassis, but still not seeing any results." Wiley, listen, big shout out to you, but one thing I would suggest, and thinking about it, is you could try wearing a Jack Wills hoodie.
That's so sick.
Because that would help sort of hide your wobbly chassis. Actually, talking about Jack Wills, Fred, grab the guitar.
Mate, not again.
Come on, mate.
No, come on, mate, let's stop.
Get the guitar.
Come on.
Hit it.
Jack Wills. Jack Wills.
Jack Wills. Hey, Wiley2504. It looks like you're having a bit of a tough time at the moment. You're at home having a Domino's 2 for Tuesday. Well, time to change it up. Tired of working in the gym and not seeing results? Well, try a Jack Wills hoodie. If you get a dark colour, it will certainly hide that wobbly chassis. check out www.jackwills.com.
So, gents, that brings another episode of the Rig Biz podcast to an end for another week.
Oh, no, Fred.
It's been a bloody good pod.
Oh. It's been really good. Great
Some
to
seriously
to
good chat.
Yeah. Best one I've ever listened to.
Yeah. Blazes, it's great to have you on board.
Thanks, mate. I love
it. It is great. What are you boys up to this weekend? Obviously, the big Wales game.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I will be at the England-Wales game.
Same here.
Are you both going?
You haven't got a ticket?
No, I'm just going to the Cabbage Patch pub, get a bit of Atmo, bolt a few guineas.
And you can save the table for afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's awesome.
Which is quite handy. It's going to be loose.
I can imagine it's going to get very loose over the weekend.
I can't wait to get on the old razzle dazzle.
Then a big night out in Clapham?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little
drink
bit.
Drink until I'm sick.
We will see everyone in Infernos. Well, if you're not in Infernos on the weekend,
plenty.
Then I don't know where you'll be.
Jammy Jones.
Well, if you boys want to get involved with some stash, you can go on the Rets Club website and buy a Clapham Falcons cap.
Oh, I wore mine in training the other day.
Oh, Rig Biz on the back, Falcons on the front. Get involved, become part of the squad. I'll put the link in the pod below. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week.
Cheers. See you later, lads.
Bye, guys.
Lash, 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 lash. Lash, lash. And then when you're out with all the rugby boys, you get them to join in, and it goes like lash, 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 lash. And by that time, everyone in the bar is absolutely loving it, and they go lash, 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 lash. And it's just such good chat.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.